Hello, anime manga fans of the internet. Welcome back to a new episode of Anime Double Play. We are recording this on April 12th of 2024. We are super excited for this episode in particular because we have a new season of anime beginning because it's the springtime. It's time for love and youth and the color blue. And I'm joined by Mary. What's up, Mary?
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy springtime. Springtime really came in with a bang. We had a lightning storm, then we had an earthquake, and then we had an eclipse. And now suddenly the weather's nice. So I guess if that's what it takes, I'll take it.
We'll take what we can take, right? That's how it works.
We will take what we need to take. But yeah, things are good over here. I've been playing a lot of the new mobile game, AFK Journey. Since I'm back in the office 5 days, I can just set things up. It'll play for me because I'm AFK. And then when I get back to it, I can progress the game. So that's my at least video game life update. And I beat Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. We took 2 weeks off from the pod because there was no stuff out. And then we did trivia. Congrats to our Anime Double Play trivia champion, Bazzy. But yeah, that's at least the video game update. We've watched a lot of new stuff because of the new season. So we're going to dive in.
Oh yeah, we watched a lot. I'm trying to think if I did anything besides. I read the new volume of Dan to Dan that I bought.
Oh yeah, nice. Are you still enjoying
it?
Very
good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. It's super good. The art's crazy good. Like, I mean, everything about it's great. So,
I can't wait for that show.
Just adding to my collection. Sorry, what was that?
I cannot wait for that show. That show is Science Saru has it. It's going to be absolutely wild in October, which means it won't be up for any of the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, because why would that make sense? But I'm so excited to watch that anime. It might be my most anticipated of the year.
Oh, I don't even know what I would say is my anticipated of the year.
I'm definitely looking forward more to Dan to Dan than Kaiju number 8. And I like Kaiju number 8. But Dan to Dan.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like kind of weird when I've already watched it or I already read it. Like, I'm not like that excited about it. Like, I'm more excited to like see new stuff.
I read the earlier stuff so long ago that it's gonna feel new because I've been reading it now for like almost since it started, 3 years. So I don't remember a lot of the early game stuff.
Of Dan to Dan?
Yeah. I guess also of Kaiju number 8 too. And I think the beginning parts of Kaiju number 8 are some of the best. So we can only go up from here, folks. It is a good time to be an anime fan. It's rarely a bad time to be an anime fan, in all due respect.
Uh-huh. Agreed. But, yeah, I don't really have too much else. I think we should just jump into this
last new question. Season. I need the Billy Bat. I need the Billy Bat update.
Oh, I haven't read any new stuff yet with it.
Yep, just, you have a panel coming up.
Well, not yet. I have to put in for it, but...
Oh, you didn't put in for it yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, cool. I was going to say, if you commit to this thing, you got to at least read the manga.
I'm gonna do it. I mean, I have, like, 3 months, so I can read that and 20th Century Boys in 3 months.
Okay. You got this.
I was going to start reading it this week, but then I started doing, like, Duolingo and playing some chess. So in my free time, I was doing that.
I saw you friended me on Duolingo. That made me happy.
I wanted to get in on your Super Family Duolingo thing, but you said no.
I didn't. Yes, I did. But that's only because I already am a part of a family and it's full. You can only have 6 people in it. This is like my second year in it, so I can't just kick someone out.
I want to start a Duolingo family, but it's just me and Noah. I want to get at least a third.
Yeah, to split the cost. Ours is full. It's me and Mike and our mom, and then another couple and their mom. So it's just everyone's moms invited to the party.
Maybe I can get Dad to learn language.
Oh, yeah. My butt.
Yeah, definitely not. But if anyone in the Discord wants to be my Duolingo family, reach out.
And you can join the Discord by going to animedoubleplay.com. Sponsored by Duolingo, you could get a discount off a family plan by signing up with my brother.
Not a sponsor, but you can get a discount with me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we have our agenda. We have our plan. Let's dive in.
Time to execute.
Time to execute. Before we jump in to the new season, we had to do some homework for one of our most anticipated of this season, which is Sound Euphonium. Yes, that's right. We both watched the Sound Euphonium movie.
So, first off, I didn't know, like, there was all these other specials and stuff. Like, I didn't know Liz and the Bluebird what took place in the Sound Euphonium universe.
What?
I didn't know there were other specials. Yeah.
I mean, it's about Concert Band. There's only one about Concert Band.
I didn't know Liz and the Bluebird was about Concert Band. I've only seen the picture of it.
Wow. Yeah. It happens at the same time as the movie you just watched.
Oh, really? But it's about, like, a different team?
Yeah, it's about it's about the third years. It's about the oboe player, the flute player, and then, like, the other youth girl who graduates.
The other youth girl?
Yeah, the brown-haired senpai. Yeah. Which, honestly, I didn't really like the oboe player in the show, so I didn't watch it. It is on Crunchyroll, and it is apparently, like, phenomenal. But
I'm definitely gonna watch this then.
Yeah, I didn't like the oboe girl, so I didn't watch it. So you watch it and then tell me if I should watch.
Okay. Because I was like looking at a like order to watch Sound Euphonium and I was like, what? Like I just wanna know the name of the movie. And they're like, Liz and the Bluebird. And I was like, what? And then I was like, alright, I guess I gotta watch this. But she gets to play. Okay, let's talk about the movie now. Natsuki gets to play. She made it. They take three youths. I was pretty excited about that.
So let's talk about our freshman class.
Yo, they were like,
I don't like any of them.
Not that fleshed out and annoying.
I don't like any of them. I really don't like the new UFO girl. The other ones are okay. I guess I like the bass player. If I had to pick one, I would pick the dude who's like, don't call me by my name. Call me by my other name. Okay. Cool.
So, I'm just gonna go right into my issue with it, because we're talking about the freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just would have been better as, like, a long season, because all the, like, character drama stuff was just, like, super condensed.
Agreed.
And it just, like, felt rushed and, like, not fleshed out. Like Motomu, whatever his name is. Can I get a name on him quick? Nah. Whatever. The small guy who plays the contrabass. Like, his whole thing is that he doesn't like to be called a certain name. And, like, okay, fine. Like, whatever. And then in a scene where he's not even in it, our Skamuto is just like, oh, yeah, he's like that because he's just self-conscious about his height, and he thinks his name, like, his last name isn't very masculine. And instead of us, like, actually, like, getting detail on it, they literally just have him say that, like, Skamuto to Kumiko at the train station, and then from there on, Motomu-kun is just fine, and just, like, acts, like, normal and isn't a jerk. And I was like, what was the point? Like, why was he a jerk for a minute just for us to explain it a minute later? And then, like, now he's fine. Like, if there was actual, like, stuff happening and, like, we saw him hanging out with the guys and then, like, feeling better about it and, like, maybe he has, like, a 15-minute, like, half-episode thing kind of about him, like, I don't know. It could have, like, been good.
Yeah,
like,
I feel that way
about a lot of the freshmen.
It's definitely condensed, and yes, we get it. It's because whatever. It's a movie and you can't talk about everything, but then, like, if you're not going to include something, don't include it. Don't, like, make us a little interested and then not include it. Like, just ignore the whole thing. I agree. I felt that a bit. Maybe that's why I didn't like any of the freshmen. because I know nothing about them, and they're all like super bratty and annoying.
I mean, the only really annoying one I felt like was the tall girl I didn't like that much. Like, I didn't really get her deal. Like, she just came in with a negative attitude, had a negative attitude the whole time, and then they were like,
and then cried.
No, like, we like you. You just, like, don't seem like you want to hang out with us. And then she gets over it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But, like, again, like, they don't really, like, go into why, like, why did she not like the other girl who, the, God, I wish the other freshman girl, the blonde girl.
Yeah, but also, I know everyone knows Thomas is not good at character names. I'm very good at character names, and I don't remember these people because they are just not memorable. They are not memorable people. Like, I did not like them. I like the movie for a main reason that I need to send you the screenshot of the... I was DMing Bazzy while I was watching it, and there's a lot of good stuff does happen in this movie, but yeah.
Yes. Let's, we can transition to the stuff we liked.
They were dating for a little bit.
No, but, like, it's still so good, Mary. Like, even though she's like, I can't focus on this right now, like, after we finish Concert Band, we can go back to this, but let's focus on doing this thing that we both care about. And he's like, I think that's cool, we should. And they fist bump. That was fucking sick. It was all so good.
And now they're, like, on the committee together. Like,
I thought you sent me a picture.
Oh, no, that's the combo I had with Bazzy. You don't have to read it right now. But
The first episode... Oh, sorry, not the first episode. Like, the first minute of the movie when he confesses to her and then they start going out, I was so confused. I was like, wait, am I at the end of it? Like, this is how they're going to start this? Like, they can't do this to me.
No, I loved it. I was like, yes, give me this, inject this into my veins. And then they're at the festival. And then
no, they didn't break up, Mary. They're just taking a break. They're just they're just chilling.
I know. Yo, like them.
He wanted to kiss her so bad when they went to the fireworks show. And I was sitting there, I was like,
and then she got all pissy at him.
Yeah, what the fuck? She's like, we said we'd wait. I was like, you're not fucking.
Wait for,
like,
what?
Yeah, calm down.
Japan.
We'll hold hands when we're 19. It's like, Jesus Christ, guys.
But they did hold hands.
They did. But yo, they're gonna do their thing. They're gonna do a little flirt, and then. But it's just the buildup at the end. I'm so excited because, like, the movie really built it up really well. Because so we have, like, the Skamato. Oh my god, why do I keep forgetting her name? I keep wanting to say Oame, but Kumiko. I don't know why I keep saying...
Thomas, you can't forget the main character's name.
I don't know why I keep... my brain is just like, Oame. And I'm like, wait, but why? Why am I trying to think of that name? So we have, like, Skamato Kumiko romance thing, which is a great subplot that we're all about. Then, we have this whole... other thing that they introduced that I thought was really cool about Kumiko's future. Her dad's like, what are you going to do after high school? Like, what are you going to quit the band? She's like, oh, I don't know. Like, when this finishes, I guess. But now she's asking Reina about, like, being professional. And, like, she has, like, one or two moments in the show where, like, people are like, oh, wow, like, you're really good at the euphonium. Like, you've gotten a lot better. And now it's like, ooh, are we going to build up to her, like, trying to be a professional euphonium player? Like, that would be so sick.
I wonder, like, I wish they... we know Reina's good. Sorry, it took me a while to figure out how to start that sentence. We don't really see Kumiko play a lot, I guess. Like, is
we,
Kumiko
the only stuff we
good
get
enough
is what people
to be
say in that the only stuff we get is that she's the best one in her group and, like, the teacher's, like, saying stuff. And we got a little bit of that in the movie, so now I'm like, "Oh, maybe she's actually really sick." I don't know.
I guess, yeah. I didn't get the vibe that it was gonna go that way. I love the scene. By the way, for everyone listening, we're in the TV show now. We're in season 3 of the television show. We finished talking about the movie. When they're on the steps and Kumiko's like, Reina, I finally caught up to you. I finally felt absolutely devastated when we lost. We're gonna win this year. We have to do it. I want this. I'm finally at the point in my life where I can say I'm into band, I'm happy to be here, and I want to win. And I'm like, my queen! Queen! It's great.
Yes, I think
okay,
you're one of the best parts about this show is Kumiko's character progression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's so different from... Sorry, I was, like, looking at one of the voice actresses, because I think she's also a singer, but I have to... I'm going to save that on the side. Sora Amamiya, I'm pretty sure she's a singer
yes,
as well.
Yes, she sings some of the openings for some of the shows she's in. She sings yes, the... Okay. Why do I know this? She sings the opening for, like, Science Doesn't Fall in Love or I'll Prove It. That was a
Because the
take.
Song's super popular.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to it, because they did a first take of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, now I lost my train of thought. What was I getting at? Oh, like
what
Kumiko's character
at?
Progression
yeah,
from like
great.
Not being even like interested in joining the concert band and then continuing with it, and now she's in charge of it and about it. Yo, I want her to pursue it. Like, Mary, imagine she goes pro and then we get a whole other season of her out of school.
There's no way, Thomas. This is an anime. They don't continue the anime after they graduate. You silly walnut
Blue Giant
head.
Did.
Yeah, that's not an anime. It was
There's
a
an
movie.
Anime.
It was a movie. Thomas, this is like a... No,
you're being
this isn't
so negative
happen.
Right now. Like, I just don't understand.
Thomas, I'm not. I'm telling you, it does... I'm going to look it up right now. Sound Euphonium. Is it ongoing?
What? No, if you spoil this for me, I will show up in Connecticut and make your life hell.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm going to let you know how many volumes there are. Okay.
Is
I have
even
my
finished?
Answer... I won't tell you. That's what I was looking up, but you don't want me to answer. I could tell
you
if it's
finished. I don't
want to know.
I don't.
Okay, but you just asked.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Roll back the tape.
Roll it back. Anyway, doesn't matter. I know you don't. Live in ignorance. Here's the question.
Ignorance is bliss.
Oh, well, there's two questions. Okay. A minor one that I should probably ask before my major one. Do you like this round of freshmen?
I mean, we hardly saw any of them. Like, they seem fine. I don't know. It's only episode one. I'm not going
to
judge.
But we talked to them for a bit.
A bit. I'm more interested in this mysterious girl who plays the UFO on the roof of the building.
And here's the thing that gets me about her. She's in a different uniform.
She's also in one of the pictures of the series. She's in it in a different uniform, so I assume she's not in their band. I'm going to send you that picture right now, actually.
Okay, because, like, we're talking about how we need a bigger bass section. We find this mysterious, of course she plays the euphonium, a very common instrument, on the roof of a school she doesn't go to.
Maybe.
What?
We don't know.
Like... Yeah, I guess, like, oh, yeah, this picture. I'm going to post this so people can see it. I guess maybe she just hasn't gotten her uniform yet.
But that would be such a tease, because she's in all the, like her character photo, she's in another uniform, and this, she's in another uniform, this picture that I'm going to post and something.
Yeah.
I'm going to post in our Discord server.
We'll see.
Oh, you posted already. Okay.
Yeah, she's she's interesting. We have to. I mean, she sounds good. Maybe Kumiko won't be the best in the section anymore.
Maybe she doesn't go to their school and they just practice UFO together because Kumiko wants to be UFO god.
And then Kumiko gets with her and not Reina because Reina gets with the teacher. We've done it. We've done the math.
No, she gets with Skamuto because...
Yes, she does. She gets with Skamuto.
We're cisgendered Kumi. People, and we have to root for cisgendered stuff.
Thomas, why do you speak?
I'm just making a joke.
Okay.
Oh, on this topic, actually.
On
there's,
what
like, a
topic?
Funny moment... No. Like, related to this. Funny moment in the movie where the freshman girl, the tall one's just, like... Reina and Kumiko are, like, out of sync, and the tall freshman girl's like, why are you two so close? And she was like, what do you mean? Like, we're always like this. And they're, like, kind of, like, shoulder to shoulder, like, talking or something. I thought that was mm-hmm. kind of funny.
Yeah. They have that one famous scene from season one when they walk up during the festival. They walk up that hill, And then Reina touches her lips, and it's like the greatest animation you've ever seen in your life. Swoop. And then nothing happens. Brilliant. Genius.
Because we have trombone player Mary.
Because we have the guy who's never in the show.
We have to root. We have to root for him. Nah, he's in it a bit. He had a bunch of screen time in the movie.
Compared to a lot of other people, it's not that much. But here's my big question. Here's the actual question.
Uh-huh.
Are they gonna win?
Yo, if they don't, I'm gonna be really upset. But if they don't go to nationals, I will kind of know, because if they do the regional thing in like episode 8, then I assume they make it.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe they just make it and then they're like, and then they go and they do okay. And they don't show us that, but like, well, maybe we can figure out what the timing of it. Are we getting 2 cores or are we just getting 13 episodes?
Oh, that's an absolutely lovely question. Let me go to my sources. My anime list says it
episode scene 0 of 13, but like, that doesn't mean anything.
It's usually right.
Oh,
and
I
think
more.
The other 2 seasons were 13. Yeah,
were
season
they?
2. Season 2 was 13. I gave season 2 an 8. And then season 1 was 13. And I gave season 1 a 7. Ooh, I must have really liked season 2.
Yo, what? Mary? Excuse me?
7's
good. You give so much trash series better ratings than that?
You know, honestly, you're absolutely correct.
That's what I mean.
That's crazy to me. I'm giving it an 8 now.
There you go.
Yay. But yeah, guys, watch San Euphonium. We're really digging it, obviously.
Yeah, we just spent 15 minutes talking about San Euphonium. So, yeah, you should be watching this series. If you're not, you should go back and watch the old episodes and then watch the new season. If you're not going to do that, well, write yourself off, kid, because you are dead.
And watch the movie.
Well, yeah, watch the movie, because that's her whole second year.
Yeah. Do that, watch that, be glad. And okay. So, Thomas, you were very excited. You said you had a lot to talk about. I think you watched more anime than me. I know. Gasp. Ooh. It actually happened. What have you watched?
Okay, I'm just going to start at the top of my anime list and go through what I saw. So, I watched the season 3, episode 1 of... That's you to jump in and say what I'm going to say.
Oh, I was like, did he cut out? You watched
season 3, episode 1 of...
Oh, we're going in order. Konosuba.
Konosuba. We are so back. Mary, we're so back to, like, Yay. Ridiculousness. It was funny, first episode. It was kind of just, like, a little, like, get back into it kind of thing. But it's funny. Gonna watch it. Happy. Not much to really say. I guess they're gonna go to, like... They get invited to go meet the princess or something because they've beaten, like, a bunch of the generals of the Demon Lord's army. So now they have to go, like, to the kingdom. But they'll probably have a bad time since they're all a bunch of idiots.
They really are.
I know, it's great. They're so funny.
Yeah, just looking at my anime list, since I have it up too, so I can predict what you're going to watch, it says My Hero Academia 7th season, May 4th.
Oh, that's a while. That's like 3 weeks
from
now.
Great math. But yeah. Huh. I wonder what the holdup is. All right. Anyway, what else? I'll just collaborate with you as you go through.
Okay, so I'm going down. A bunch of stuff hasn't come out yet, so Demon Slayer comes out today, apparently, so maybe we'll get the episode tomorrow. Kaiju number 8 comes out tomorrow, so we'll start talking about those next week. I watched episode 1 of Windbreaker. 2 episodes are out. I just watched the first so far.
Okay, what's it about and how is it?
It is about our main guy, whose name is...
Man.
Sakura Haruka, who looks weird. Half his hair is white, half his hair is black, and his eyes are different colors. And he's a fighter. He fights. So he goes to a school of delinquents. But it turns out they're like, the school is a bunch of fighters, but they also like protect the town from like thugs in the recent years. So now he's gonna, instead of just being like a miscreant, he's gonna be like a hero of the town and fight strong people. So
okay,
so yeah, that's what
interesting.
It's about. So episode one was pretty good. I liked it. So we'll see, we'll go from there.
Yeah, that's interesting and semi-fun.
Mm-hmm.
Should I watch it or should I wait?
If you've got nothing going on, you should watch it.
Okay. Well, I wanted to see if it was good.
It was good enough first episode. And then I watched A Condition Called Love, or
Hananoi
Kun. What?
You skipped one. Unless you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch Spice and Wolf.
You didn't watch it?
I've already watched Spice and Wolf. Why would I watch Spice and Wolf?
So you're not going to watch the remake?
No.
Oh.
I'm watching so many anime. I don't want to watch something I already watched.
Wow.
I wanted it to be new. If it was new stuff, I would watch it.
I'm surprised / upset.
There's so many anime this season. I'm going to hardly have time to watch all this stuff. I can't watch old stuff.
I'm not going to be able to talk about Spice and Wolf this season?
You can talk about it. I mean, I've literally watched it.
You love Spice and Wolf.
I do not have time to rewatch a series right now. We're trying to watch so many anime this season. I can't be rewatching a series right now with a new coat of paint.
Wow. All right. He said it, folks.
If it was new, I'd watch it, of course. I want to know what happens, but they just decided to not continue it and then remake it for some reason.
Okay. Well, I watched it. It is exactly the same. There's a couple conversations that are different, and the opening scene is different in a way that made me scream. They really foreshadow something that happens way in the future. So far in the future, we have not seen it animated, even in the original. And I was very happy to see it. But I'm not going to tell you.
I think I'll right now, so it's fine. But it's spoilers anyway, so.
Okay, and the music's good. I watched the second episode last night, but you're not going to rewatch a show, so we can just talk about something else.
Why don't you talk about it? We can still talk about it.
I'm upset. I thought you were going to watch it. I was excited to talk to you about it.
We can still talk about it. I've seen it. What? The first arc is the whole, like the grain with the one girl and, like, the sacrifice thing. They do, like, some ceremony thing.
Well, we just met the silver guy.
Oh, wait, what? They moved through that quick. So they left the town.
Yeah, the girl wasn't even in the first episode. We're out.
What? What? They cut her out?
It was a dude instead.
Okay. That's weird.
So, I mean, but here's the thing, Thomas. If it's more faithful to the light novel, right? Like, I don't know.
Is it?
If it was a guy or a girl. I don't know. Why would they be remaking it? They redid the art style to be more similar to the illustrations in the light novel. So, it's possible that they're going to be making some changes, but we won't know unless we watch it.
I guess.
And Kevin Penkin's doing the music, and we support our boy.
Y'all are obsessed with this man.
He's really good.
Made in Abyss music, right?
Yeah, which is like possibly my favorite anime album. It's just so good. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, within the first 3 minutes, I was like, "Did Kevin Penkin do this?" And it was absolutely him. You could just totally tell by his style, which is great. He's identifiable. Evan Call, the person who did the music for Free Ren, is very identifiable. And Sawano Hiroyuki is very identifiable.
Yeah.
And Kensuke Ushio. But now I'm getting... No one cares.
Mary's just rattling off people that she knows. She's mentioned everyone.
No! Anyway, fine.
Mary's like, music people. These are them. Know them.
They're important and they deserve to be recognized because they elevate the TV shows we watch. So, you watch the first two episodes of A Condition Called Love.
I watched the first episode of...
Okay.
Wait, did I watch the first two? No, I watched the first episode.
Okay, which we are going to call this show A Condition Called Love because Hananoi kun to koi no yamai is annoying to say.
What is that? Koi is, heart? Hananoi is the guy's name? I don't know Hananoi, what yamai means.
Koi is, affection. And, yamai?
I don't know. I'm sure koi no yamai is...
I'm gonna look it up.
Phrase? Koi no yamai.
Oh, my gosh. Yamai is disease. So, Hananoi's love disease.
Hananoi and love disease. Interesting.
Love sickness. Hananoi-kun's love sickness.
Okay. So, great. A condition called love, I guess, is not the worst interpretation of it. But it doesn't have his name in it, so... But whatever. He's weird.
I read too much of this manga. I thought this was a really bad relationship. I think he's horrible. And I stopped reading it. And I don't want anyone to watch the show.
I don't think he's horrible. He just likes this girl.
He gets worse.
It's I'm kind of mad that she folded, immediately. She's like, oh, I guess I'll go out with you and, we can try. But I just felt like half the stuff he did wasn't that endearing. Going in the snow and, looking for her hairpin. Bro, it's a hairpin. I don't know. It was okay. I'm gonna keep going with it, but I kind of want it to be, a little better. Also, the girl's whole shtick, isn't that... She's like, oh, I don't really need love because, my life's good and I'm, enjoying it. It's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great way to be. Good for you for having that confidence on not feeling like you need to be in a relationship to live your life. Let's take that away and put in this codependent weirdo guy to make you feel valuable because, you didn't feel that way before, apparently, but you so did, but we're going to forget that because now this weirdo's in your life. Zero.
Why? People like to feel loved, Mary. Why are you hating on that? Maybe she does want to feel love.
It's such a rebound move, and it gets worse. It's just, this is not a healthy relationship. It could become healthy later, but he does so much bullcrap that, she should have been out there, she should have been out of there ages ago. You can't fix every guy, ladies.
He's fine-ish. He's weird, but a lot of people are weird. I don't know. You're being a hater. You bring a lot of negative energy to this podcast right now, Mary.
On this topic specifically, I am a hater. I hate this. No one watch this show.
Okay, guess we won't be talking about this one, guys.
No, I want you to talk to me about it because I want to hear what you think. And I read it over a year ago. So, a lot of the stuff's fuzzy. Once you talked about the hairpin, I instantly remembered it. But I want to hear your thoughts, so I do want you to talk about it, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, sounds good. Moving on, we have Jisan Ba-san Wakagairu or something like that. It's old people who turn young, and it wasn't good. I'm not gonna watch any more of it.
Yeah, speaking of being a hater. I watched the first episode and remembered why I stopped reading the manga. This could have been so wholesome and cute, and instead they did what they did, and that's not great at all.
Alright, did you watch Yuru Camp?
No, I dropped the first season twice.
Oh,
it just
okay.
wasn't for me.
Damn.
I understand that it's good and it's chill and I'm happy people enjoy it. It was just not a show for me.
All right. More negativity from Mary. Let's go to the next
Honestly,
one.
Honestly, Thomas, I've only been negative about a few things, and you saying I've been a hater the whole episode is kind of pissing me off.
I'm just kidding. We've just had three in a row.
Okay.
Because we had the condition called love, the old people, Yuru Camp.
And you were saying I was being a hater in Sound Euphonium.
Were you hating on Sound Euphonium? I don't think
See,
I was.
See, you don't even remember. You're just spouting crap.
Oh my god.
Getting mad. I forgot the bartender show came out. Oh, the bartender show did come out, but I looked and on the preview guide for ANN it got really bad reviews. So I didn't watch the first episode yet.
Oh man. I'm just not gonna say anything.
But I didn't watch it yet. I should still give it a try. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
I watched Re-Monsters.
You did.
I watched the first episode of Re-Monsters.
Thoughts?
Honestly, kind of interesting.
Since when do you watch all this anime?
This season is a banger. I said I was going to watch so much stuff. What was I going to do? Skip Sound Euphonium and Windbreaker and Demon Slayer and Konosuba and Kaiju number 8? I mean, there's so many good series. Like, what am
there
I going to do? Not watch them?
I'm excited for Kaiju number 8.
The problem with other series is that most of the shows aren't that interesting.
Well, how was Re-Monsters?
Re-Monsters was a little interesting. So it's just like your classic isekai, and the guy's a goblin, but he has, like, the memories of his past life. But his past life, he was, like, he had some, like, powers, and it was, like, some, like, also semi-fantasy world. It was more like sci-fi world. So he's using his power to become, like, a crazy strong goblin. So it has a little bit more depth than, like, just some random dude going to a fantasy world. I don't know if I'm gonna watch a ton of it, but I'm gonna keep watching it for now, and then we'll see. I might just drop it in another episode or not, but it was, like, a little interesting for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty standard review, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't, like, the greatest thing ever, but I liked it more than I thought I would.
Oh, okay, I've taken out a notebook to take notes. I need to watch the bartending show and this Yuri show.
Yuri show?
Sasayaku yo ni koe o utau. Oh, it's on High Dive! Damn!
Oh, yeah, I was going to try to watch that. I guess not.
There was another show, the Jellyfish show I wanted to watch that's also on High Dive.
I wanted to watch Fable, and it's on Disney Plus.
Well, the notebook's going away, unless I remember something else.
Are you going to watch Black Butler, or...?
The notebook's back. The notebook's back, because I can't remember two things. Bartender and Kurosuchi. Shitsuji. Am I gonna watch the new Black Butler? Amazing question. I gotta see. Again, there's a lot of stuff to watch this season, so I have to see what's up.
There is. There's so much stuff.
It's literally an arc of him going to school. I don't know how exciting it's gonna be.
Did you read the manga for that?
I read so much of the manga. I read it all through high school and halfway through college, and then I stopped because it's just like same crap, different label over and over again. The manga is still going. It is so long, and I don't know if they've even like progressed. It's 33 volumes. It's been going on since 2006.
I didn't know it was still going on. That's a little wild, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. I did watch the first season and the second season, which was not canon, the second season. I still enjoyed it. I wanted to watch Book of Circus, which was an animated season that came out in 2014, because that's my favorite arc of the manga that wasn't in the first season. But I didn't. Probably, guessing by the dates, I was busy in college. Oh, and then there was another season. Oh, same year. I must have been busy that year. The Book of Murder. and now we're on the public school arc. There's just too many of them. Who knows? Maybe I'll go back and I'll watch both. I'll watch Book of Circus, and then I'll watch this new one. If it's dubbed on Crunchyroll, I could watch it while I'm working. Anyway, thanks for listening to my internal monologue that I said out loud. We can talk about something else.
Yeah, what else is happening? So, we're gonna get this new, Blue Lock thing. We're gonna get a 90-minute Blue Lock episode about Seishiro Nagi, but that comes out April 19th. Oh, I wonder if it comes out on Crunchyroll that day. So that's gonna come soon.
Okay.
Yeah, as I said, I want to watch Fable, but it's on Disney Plus, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
Update. The Book of Circus is not dubbed, so I probably won't be watching it anytime soon.
But that's about it. I was thinking of watching this Kenka Dokugaku show. So maybe if I have time this weekend, I might watch the first episode of that. Oh, and this like F1 racing show with the sexy girls. Maybe I'll watch that, but we'll see. Those are the only two other things that I was peeking at. But we're just still waiting on Kaiju number 8 and Demon Slayer to begin. And then we'll have the full cast ready to go for the rest of the season.
Yeah, Astro Note looks like it was drawn by the Death Note guy.
Does it?
Yeah, look at that hair.
Oh yeah, I guess
that's
a little bit.
That's very platinum end hair. Can I get confirmation on any of what I just said? I think it's an anime original.
Yeah, if it was by the Death Note guys, I would have known it. They're also writing Shōha Shōten right now.
Oh, that's true. How is that?
It's good. I think it's almost over.
Oh, that's good to know. Maybe I'll start back up again.
Don't quote me on that, but it seems like they're just going to do this one big tournament, like Koshien or whatever it's called. I don't think that's right, but
that's like the big yeah it's like a big stadium.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna end after they do this final tournament. They're in this like competition, but we're so far away from our characters actually doing their stand-up routine.
Oh, you have to get everyone's backstory and everyone's blah.
I know. It's like literally we do a comedy routine and then we jump into backstory and whatnot. And it's just been that for like chapters and chapters. And I'm like, oh my God. But Broken Glass Slipper is currently leading the competition. So will we be able to beat them? I don't know.
Man, manga. How weird.
But yeah, this season's gonna be a banger. We're already in there. I'm super pumped that we're in there. So,
and one more thing, Dungeon Meshi is continuing.
Hey.
So I'm still watching that, and it got good. It took 11 episodes, and it wasn't bad before, but now it got more interesting. It's bad because it's a cooking show, and I hate all the parts where they're cooking, which is on me. But now that we've got some juicy plot and we've got some side stories happening and everything's going to converge, it is, there's potential here. But I will say the second opening is objectively worse than the first one. The bump of chicken, any bump of chicken opening is hard to beat. And the new Dungeon Meshi opening is not even remotely close to how good the first one was. Thank you.
Wait, you said it's not as good or it is much better
it's
than?
It's not as good. It's much worse than.
Oh. No, but Mary, you can't rate openings until you watch it a couple times.
I've seen it twice.
You gotta give it one more.
A couple is technically two.
You can come in next week and shit on it, but you can't this week.
Fine.
Excellent.
And then to end, let's end on some good news. We've got a Blue Lock movie and a Haikyuu movie coming to America. Everyone scream.
Whoa. Wait, the Blue Lock movie is just coming to streaming. I don't think it's going to be in theaters.
Oh, I stopped reading after the Haikyuu bit.
You don't support me.
I don't. No, that's not true.
Mary doesn't support me, guys.
I was trying to figure out what to say, and I just couldn't say it. So the answer is no.
Yes, May 31st.
Woo!
We have the Haikyuu movie. Woo! Battle at the Junkyard.
Much excite.
I will be going to the theaters, front row, or all the way in the back. Depends what's a better view. It's going to be sick.
I'm really excited. And here, I was thinking about Sound Euphonium, and I was thinking about Haikyuu, because I feel the same way about both of them. I don't know if Kitauji is going to make it to Nationals. Like, Kitauji. I have no clue. And I have no idea if Karasuno's going to win.
They have to, right? Like,
I have no idea.
They have to win this game, and then the last movie is going to be the finals, right? Like,
I don't know. What else would it be? Like, I have a 0 out of 10 idea. Like, I don't... Like, I'm clueless. I'm clueless.
What do you think the last movie is going to be? Just like...
Like you said with Sound Euphonium, maybe they graduate and they keep playing forever.
No, that's not it. Not for this. I'm just saying, okay. Sound Euphonium, the story could keep going. Haikyuu, like, so it's gonna end. We also know it ended, so.
Yeah, so you're pretty dead set on them winning. Interesting.
Because, I mean, there's gonna be two movies, so the final movie is gonna be the finals of Nationals, and I don't know who they're gonna play. I have my guess, but I don't know.
But Nekoma,
they're gonna lose.
See, I don't even know who to root for. I mean, obviously Karasuno, but also my boys. Like, I'm trying to figure out if I should drink before or after or maybe during the movie. Maybe I just, man, I'm gonna be so stressed. I'm going to be screaming in a movie theater. I scream watching Haikyuu all the time. Mike has told stories of, like, listening to me watch Haikyuu. Like, I'm in trouble.
Don't ruin the other people's viewing experiences, Mary.
I'm going to try not to, but my viewing experience is most important to me.
Wow. Mary doesn't care about others.
Not when it comes to my anime films.
Mary needs it.
Mary needs it. But, alright, we have a lot of good stuff to look forward to, so next week we'll be talking... Oh, so here's the thing, also, Thomas and I are traveling next week. We're going to see Hatsune Miku in Denver with our friend Patty. Patty has been on the podcast with me before, so y'all know her. We leave that Friday. Thomas, do you still want to pod that Thursday? I'm available.
I think I assumed we weren't, but we can figure it out. I haven't thought about it too much.
Okay, I say we do.
I'm trying to think if I have something. We'll talk. We'll figure it out.
Okay. But all right, guys. Yeah, that's it. Welcome to the spring. Hopefully, everything goes great, and all the anime are good, and the band's gonna win, and the volleyball team's gonna win, and we're gonna stop supporting toxic relationships, and everything's gonna be awesome. So have a great rest of your week. Hopefully, single play approved, we will be talking to you next week, and if not, we will send you pictures from Miku Expo. Let's go! See ya!